All right. Well, that is it. That's all. Oh my. Someone's calling. All right, I'm gonna try to do this. This is really exciting. Oh, hey. Good. I'm on air right now. Yeah. Right. Okay, sounds good. All right, bye. All right, well, that was exciting. It's fun, like, knowing how to work the phones, because I never really knew how to until today. So, sick. Okay, sorry about that. That's it for the show. That was Dead Soft with the song Phase. And thank you very much, everyone, for tuning in. I am going to be back next week. If you're not doing anything tonight, go to Shindig. And if you're going to Whistler, have fun. It's gonna be great. All right, well, stick around for Give 'Em the Boot. It's coming up next. And my name is Shay, and thank you once again. See you next week.
Afternoon. This is Valerio from 101.9 FM CITR Radio Vancouver, and today is November 18th. Mamma mia, come vola il tempo, how the time flies. This is a Wild Knot program, Wild Knot show that is replacing this space that usually it's of Divan de Boot by Linda Bull, that I want say ciao to Linda. She's in Europe right now. She will be back in February, I think. And I want to take this few seconds to say grazie, thank you, Linda, for this space. For sure, I will try also to speak a little bit Italian during the show, because I'm Italian, and this is typically Given the Boot program, the Italian program for the Italian community of UBC. But today, here in the studio, I have the big pleasure to invite a friend of mine. Her name is Sapphira Electra. Hi, Sapphira. How are you? Hi, Sapphira.
Hi. I am doing fabulous today.
Awesome. And why are you here today?
Word of mouth. We found connections and here we are.
Yes. So today, Sapphira, she will make us very, very happy, because she will sing also in live in the studio. But she had an amazing performance, live performance yesterday night at backstage on Granville Island in Vancouver, and I had the chance to listen to her music and her amazing voice. But today she's here, and she, for this hour, she will illuminate all of us with her amazing music. Where are you from?
Oh gosh, that's always such a funny question, because we moved around so much as I was a kid. So all different areas of BC, and high school was in Manitoba, and now I've decided to stick in Vancouver for a while, so now I just say I'm from Vancouver.
Okay, awesome. So it's a real music made in Canada, because Sapphira, I know that you sing, you play guitar. Any other instruments you play?
I would say my natural rhythm is pretty good. I hit some percussion and little dilly-dally instruments, but yeah, vocals would be my main one, and my main accompaniment is guitar. Okay. For sure.
And you are also a big writer. You write your song, right?
I do.
That's
yeah.
Why I say real Canadian real music made in Canada.
It is. Yeah. I mean, some of the songs have been written in other countries. Some songs are written in Australia and Germany, and actually one of the ones I'll be singing today, I think, was written in Germany. Yeah.
You mean like
Canadian music?
Okay. You mean that when you write that song, you were in Germany?
Yeah, I've done some traveling.
Wow, I didn't know that. Yeah. You never told me that. So you've been in Germany, wow.
Yeah.
Which song you wrote there?
Oh, I wrote one called Circuits. I'm debating if I'll play that one today. And then I wrote another song. There's a bunch of them. So
okay. But if you right now want to grab one, choose one, and make us listen.
I would say this sound, actually. I think I'll play that today. This sound.
Would you like to play now?
Sure.
Let's listen to it.
Yeah.
Sapphira Electra at 101.9 FM CITR Radio from UBC Vancouver.
The wrong way to put it. I'm addicted to life, and I'ma put up a fight so I can see myself through it. I don't feel good when you take off your clothes. Your tint to me is silver. I'm one of a kind, but I'm like everybody else, trying to move to the next level. Think of a game, you know they all look the same, and you're standing in the We all have happy, crazy fits of rage and a dream of us on stage. I know what is blue, but not always what's true. I try to keep my ears open. Give me a chance to show you what I fancy, and maybe you'll like it too. The talk show host will take his moment to boast and sees you at the most.
So, Joe. Hi, Joe.
Hey there.
How are you?
Good. Yeah.
Maybe now, can you now? Try now? Yes, now it's clear. How are you, Joe?
I'm doing good, yeah.
Joe is I met Joe yesterday night during the Sapphira's concert. Joe made a big surprise to Sapphira from Manitoba. Is right?
Yeah.
Manitoba.
Yeah, I was in Winnipeg about 48 hours ago. And yeah, I was planning on going out to work somewhere, and I ended up deciding to come to Vancouver instead. And Safi just happened to be playing a show, so I thought I'd pop in and surprise her rather than telling her that's where I was driving.
Completely surprised. Completely.
When and where did you meet each other?
That would have been 9 years ago now.
Wow, that's,
I think,
a decade.
Yeah, her best friend at that. One of her best friends, Arlen, was dating my best friend. Actually, and so through them we actually met each other.
We met through our best friends.
Yeah,
that's amazing. And I know Joe, even you are familiar with music and with music instruments.
Yeah, I also, I guess, do the singer songwriter kind of thing. I play guitar and sing as well.
Yes, and Joe. This program usually it's focused on environmental issues, ideas, resolutions.
Yeah.
Often I talk and I invite here people from a different organization, and we talk about environmental and forest campaign.
Yeah.
In Canada, but even global campaign.
Yeah.
As I heard that you work as a tree planter.
Yeah.
So, wow, because I just volunteer once a week or sometimes once a month in winter at Stanley Park and Jericho Park, Beach Park, where I also plant tree, but we also remove invasive species, and we make space for native plants.
Yeah, this is probably a little bit different than that.
Like, I know, but once I heard that you, once you said I'm a tree planter.
Oh yeah,
my hair. you know what I mean? Like.
In terms of environmental issues, tree planting is I mean, it's definitely right there. Like, deforestation is a huge thing. Canada apparently recently just passed Brazil as the number one largest company to deforest. It's, yeah.
So, apparently, the reason why I invite you is like, he is the Safira's friend. He's a musician too. But that's not the real reason that why I was pushed myself to invite you, because I saw your t-shirt, Rhinos. How was it?
Rhino Reforestation.
Reforestation.
Do a little plug for
the
company.
And then I ask you which was your work, your job.
Yeah.
I said, no, I have to invite you. That's, you know, and you said, why not? And, and here you are. Okay. So you said it's a little bit different than invasive removal and...
Yeah, well, I mean, being a tree planter is... I mean, like, some people have a view of it that it's, you know, like, going out and, like people do it to help the environment and stuff like that. And unfortunately, the reality of being a tree planter with, like, what I do is it's a money-driven industry, the same as most other things. And it's, I mean, you're planting trees and it's a beautiful job to be able to do. Like, to be able to plant trees every day is just, I mean, I had one foreman who used to refer to it as God's work. And, but besides that, it's still like you're going into a place where they've taken out forests that have stood for, you know, anywhere from 40 to 200 years.
Yes.
Like, so.
Yes.
And so the only reason that you're there is because somebody had to cut it down in the first place.
Right.
So.
Thanks. Back into Safira. Safira, do you have... I usually used to ask for some track, some song that you are in your heart. In this case, I didn't, because you're playing and you. But I won't do it now, and we can play a song that you like, that you have in your heart.
Oh, as in a recording of one?
Yeah, not yours.
Oh,
Maybe you want to think about, and then you will let us know.
Sure. I think I could definitely. Are you going to search it here?
Yeah, I can YouTube here.
Oh, I know a great one.
Which one?
It's called Flashback by Fat Freddy's Drop.
Okay, Flashback.
Yeah, by Fat Freddy's Drop. Or there's if we want to keep it Canadian, because Fat Freddy's Drop are incredible. They're from New Zealand. We could keep it Canadian, and there is a incredible artist called Harry Manx, and he's got some powerful stuff.
Yes, yeah, we can do it. We can play both.
Sure,
we can play both. Joe, so you're from Winnipeg, right?
Yeah.
Are you moving here in Vancouver?
That's the plan. Yeah.
Oh well, so. Why did you have this? You choose to move from Manitoba to British Columbia.
Well, I've been working in the forests in BC for 6 or 7 years now.
Yes.
And I'm constantly having to go to and from Manitoba. Like, my family is from Manitoba.
Yes.
And but ultimately, like, I this last summer spent a couple of weeks in Vancouver with some friends who live here. And they, you know, took me around to a lot of the spots.
Okay, and so you will work here. And you said you play guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember any song that you used to play? Actually, do you play just for fun?
I write songs because I feel like that's my creative output. As a person, writing is like one of my favorite ways of expressing myself. And when I first picked up a guitar, it took me years to really
to
get the guitar and stuff. And eventually I ended up teaching myself, and that just kind of went hand in hand with the writing that I was doing. So, yeah.
Do Do you want to make us listen?
Sure. I can. I can play your song.
Music.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sophia. Sophia is giving the her amazing guitar to.
Thanks, Safi.
Joe.
Well, we burn down every bridge, tore down every towering hindrance that blocked up the horizon, dug through our gray existence, and slowly regain consciousness, like waking up from a horrific nightmare. Tell the remnants of day before, and every place that we went wrong. There was panic and terror abound among those that always stood on top. The sense of dignity to be found, begging for mercy in front of a burned out coffee shop. Some cold in a beautiful disaster, others wish that it had never happened. But it's been 65 years since we decided we wanted to end the world, so let's take our lives back into our own hands and see just how the rest of history unfurls. Yeah, 'cause we don't need to grow up in wage slavery, surrounded by missiles and bombs, competing with each other just for something to eat, despite the fact there's always been enough. Yeah, and we don't need to live out of touch with the world 30 stories above. A fresh slab of concrete, we'll go outside and see for yourself, and feel the strength return to your feeble bones.
Joe, at CITR 101.FM from UBC Vancouver, this is Joe from Manitoba, and the song is...
That song was called Sunset.
Sunset, wow, I love sunset.
Yeah.
Actually, I love also sunrise, but...
Yeah.
I was, this last weekend, I was in Mission City, just 1 hour from here, and it was a beautiful, was in a monastery, there was a beautiful weather, and this monastery is in a Colin, and you can see, you know, panorama. You say in English panorama? You can see the panorama was like no cloud, like something amazing, sunset and amazing sunrise, sunset on Saturday night and sunrise on Sunday morning, and in night, million stars in the sky. Like I didn't want back to my room to sleep. I wanted to sleep out, but it was very cold actually. Anyways. Thank you so much, Joe.
Yeah.
Amazing song. And I like your voice. It's very,
very thank
nice
you.
Voice. You know, in Vancouver, probably Safari told you, but I think you know, there is every year in the summer, there is a Vancouver Folk Music Festival. Have you ever...
Vancouver Folk Fest.
Okay.
You
You should put together your music, Sapphire and Joe, and go in the festival.
We've been talking about this.
You already talked about that?
Yeah, briefly.
Wow, that's amazing. Now I can understand why you are friends. Best friends. Because, you know, you have a big, so important thing of life, like music, to share and, you know, a common passion, because you both of you play for passion, not for work, because you have a different work,
yeah,
right?
Definitely.
So I can touch your passion today in the radio station. That's for me, it's a big gift. Thank you very much. It's a Christmas
thank you.
Really mutual.
Gift.
Yeah, thank you
so much. So, Sapphira, I want to ask you a very simple question. That I think you can expect that, but even if you don't don't expect it, it's a very simple question. What is for you? What does it mean for you music?
Music means to me. It just feels like a direct connection to my heart. And then when I can express that, I just feel so much love and empowerment and happiness and presence. And to be able, it's like Joe said, like music is my main expression, and to be able to do that just feels like this utmost connection to myself, which makes it easier to connect to everything else around me.
Wow. Amazing. We want to listen to Harry Manx bring that thing.
Yeah.
Let's listen it and then back here. 101.9 FM CITR Radio. This is Harry Manx bring that thing.
that, you know, some folks fail. Living without love somehow, well, that might float, you know, but I kind of doubt it, cause it's sure been fun up to now. Well, I might be the one. I'm laying silver in your hand. Well, whatever else I'm, be your man, bring that thing back home, bring that thing, no, no, Lord, back home, bring that thing, oh, oh, back home, bring that thing.
Don?
Yes.
Okay, you're on air right now.
Okay.
This is was Ari Max, Bring That Thing on 101.9 FM, CITR Radio. Here with us today from UBC Vancouver, Sapphire Electra and Joe from Manitoba. They are playing their own live music in radio. That's amazing. They write and they play music for passion. It's not their job, right? So, but now we take 5 or 10 minutes of break from you guys. And actually, if you want to ask some question, you can. And we have at phone Don Wright from Amnesty International Vancouver. Hi, Don.
Hey, hello.
How are you?
I am well, thank you. And yourself?
I'm well, too. Thank you.
Excellent.
Nice to have you here again. So now, Don, I know this is the third anniversary of Bhopal disaster, the big toxic disaster that happened 3 years ago in 1984 in India, in Bhopal.
That's right, yes, yeah, 30th anniversary.
Yes, and I know Amnesty International is still involved in this campaign as Greenpeace. What are you planning to do for this anniversary?
Yes, well, thanks for giving me a chance to talk about it. And in fact, it is a very important case for us. It's often characterized as the world's worst industrial accident. And certainly beyond that, it's one that has remained unresolved in many ways over these past 30 years, with the parent company Dow Chemical not taking any responsibility for the actions of its subsidiary, UCC, or Union Carbide Corporation, which actually ran the plant in India at the time. And it was a pesticide plant. They produced, I think the gas was called 7, something like that. And it was a gas that was, or chemicals that were produced as part of the, an insecticide plantation or plant in the center that was built in the center of a very large city, Bhopal, where they manufactured these chemicals using a lot of very hazardous materials. And, you know, one of the things that we found and that Greenpeace found and others have found is that the standards around safety and security of the plant were much lower than a similar plant that was built in the United States. So they had these two operations among many around the world where the standards, the safety standards, the security standards were much lower at the plant in Bhopal. The training for leaks and those kinds of things was very inadequate in Bhopal. So you had a case where once the gas started leaking, it took several hours before anyone really sounded the alarm. And to this day, the company has not fully disclosed what chemicals were released. But we do know that it caused as many as 10,000 deaths that night. And about another 10,000 over the years of people that were affected by the gas leak. Half a million people have health effects from that one night of gas releases, including, you know, birth defects and you know, severe health issues and challenges over the years. And so 30 years later, we're still calling for the company to do its part in you know, going to court. It's been summoned to court in India, but it's refused to attend and face any charges. We're calling for the government of India to properly clean up the site. This huge plant is still sitting there with chemicals still leaking, leaching into the ground and leaking into the groundwater. You can't drink the water anywhere near the plant. So a huge range of human rights issues around right to health and right to remedy that come out of this case.
Right. Bhopal disaster, Bhopal gas tragedy in 1984. The official immediate death toll was 2,259 people. And then the government of Madhya Pradesh, which is the region of Bhopal, confirmed a total of 3,787 death. And then in 2006, a government affidavit stated the leak caused 5,058,125 injuries, included 3,840,478 temporary partial injuries, and approximately 3,900 severely and permanently disabling injuries. Sorry for my pronunciation, it's not very English because I'm Italian, but that's our numbers that can give an idea what was Bhopal, how big was Bhopal disaster in India.
Yeah, yeah. This reinforces the sense that it is the world's worst industrial accident. The tragic consequences for the people living in the area and who are continuing to suffer from the health effects of this gas. Which is, you know, there's this MIC, which is the main gas that was leaked, that where the name is known, but the other things that were leaked, the company has refused to say, and so that has complicated the health care that people are getting, because no one really knows exactly what was released and you know what the you know long-term effects are.
Yes. So, Bhopal disaster between December 2nd, December 3rd, 1984. In Vancouver, there will be an event for that, right?
That's right. It's the Bhopal case is part of our annual Right for Rights. And this is a campaign moment that's worked on around the world where Amnesty members and the public are invited to write letters on behalf of a variety of cases, and so the Bhopal case is one of those letters. In this case, we're asking people to write a letter to the Prime Minister of India and to call for the government of India to take over the cleaning up of the site and to then continue to push the Dow Chemical to make sure that they are offering adequate compensation. There was one really good announcement the last I think it was on Monday, or maybe it was Friday, where the government has announced that they finally are acknowledging that the numbers of people that should be awarded some kind of claim is actually much higher than they've done before. So they are actually improving or increasing the number of people that will receive some aid or some care as a result of how they've suffered through this particular disaster. So the letter writing is to get the, you know, put more pressure on the government to finish the job around cleaning up the site. And we're going to have these events, these Right for Rights events, take place across around the world and across the country. And there's actually going to be one on the campus at UBC on Friday, November 28th. The Amnesty UBC Club and some other Amnesty, other students at UBC are putting together. It'll be a tent and some tables on the main mall. I don't have the exact location, which building it's front of, but somewhere on the main mall on Friday, November 28th, people can come by and sign letters or write their own letters on the Bhopal case, as well as the other cases we're featuring this year in the Right for Rights work. if people are interested, of course, they can go to the website, and it's writeathon.ca, or they can just type in Write for Rights Canada, and they'll find that they'll find information about all the cases, and they'll be able to look up a location for a writing event near them.
Right. So thank you for this information. Very, very interesting. Please, dear listeners, if you can, don't miss this. Is it like a documentary, right?
Oh, and I'm trying to find out if we can get the. There's a film that's been released with Martin Sheen as the as a main actor in the film. It's called Bhopal: A Prayer for Rain, and I know it's just been released in the United States and in the UK. And I've just written to the filmmakers to see if they have any plans to release it in Canada. And if so, then I'd want to be able to, you know, be at the film and tell people about the campaign and you know, give people a chance to write letters. Apparently, it's a pretty good film.
Right. So thank you, Don. Don Wright from Amnesty International Vancouver. I'm very happy always to have Don here in the radio station. Because what Amnesty International does, it's amazing for human rights. Dan, do you have any other campaign that you want to announce for these next months, for Christmas or after?
Yeah, sure. We've always got campaigns going on. We've got a pretty extensive global campaign right now called Stop Torture. I do encourage again people to go to our website amnesty.ca, and they'll see a lot of information and casework on cases we're working on in the Philippines, in Mexico, in Morocco, in other countries. Looking to the new year, we're just starting to plan another film festival, and this will be one in late March at Langara College. Did it last year, so we're going to do it again this year. We're also going to be doing an event on International Women's Day, and that will be around March 8th. And we've got we might have an Indigenous leader guest speaker in January, and we're just confirming some details around that. So there's always events we have coming up, so I'd be happy to come back on the show and update your listeners on some of the events coming up in the new year.
Awesome. Thank you so much again, Don. Hopefully to have you here soon.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. And now let's listen another song that here our amazing guest Sapphire Electra has in her. She brings in her heart, Fat Freddy's Drop, right?
Yeah, that's the one.
So Fat Freddy's Drop by Flashback.
Other way around, Flashback by Fat. Oh,
okay,
Drop.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Flashback by Fat Freddy's Drop. Let's listen to it.
I wanna leave it for now without another mention. We should be be letting go instead of holding on. Within the eye in my mind, a mystery is born. No use in looking further, you know it isn't there. And you can stare all you want, the answers won't appear. Try to find it, but I lose myself. I lose myself in you. I said I lose myself in you. Yes, I lose myself in you. Yeah, I lose myself in you.
Flashback by Fat Freddy's Drop here from 101.9 FM CITR Radio, UBC Vancouver. Fat Freddy's Drop with Flashback. Safaira, now I want to ask you before to finish to end our show out today. I have this question for you. When do you... There are, like, a special moment that you inspire... you are inspired in writing down some text for, like, songs. Because you write, right? Mm-hmm. So you are not just a musician that play guitar or other instruments, but also a writer, which is amazing. So you are a 360-degree artist, because you create your music, you create your song, and you create your melody, right?
Yeah, I guess so. I haven't thought about it that way.
Wow. And so I'm impressed in that. Maybe for you it's normal because you are that. But for me it's impressive. I also used to write a lot when I was, especially when I was a teenager and very young, in Italian, but sometimes even in English. Still, I keep this text that I wrote in my room in Milan, in Italy. But never had the chance Joe told us that you start to create text, to write text by yourself, and then you wanted play music by this text, so you had to learn guitar by yourself, right?
Yeah, well, growing up, I always wanted to be a writer. That's what I told my parents. And
he said, now let's give a melody to this text.
Yeah. My brothers were really, they definitely got me into music heavily. Like, they drilled that into me, basically. Like, music is the most important thing.
Do you ever think you and Sapphira to play music together? Like, a band?
Absolutely. I mean, that would be, I think that would be something really special. So
for the future.
Yeah. We've never lived in the same city, actually, until last night. we'll see where things go.
Yeah. There's been a couple, lingering comments about maybe trying.
Give me like a few months and then you will see, right?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, we'll have a duet.
Well, the way that Safi writes songs, I'm sure that we could probably have something by tomorrow.
Next year. Well, next year it's too far. In 6 months, maybe I can invite you here again in the spring together, and maybe you can launch something together.
That sounds great. Sounds great.
Yeah.
I like goals.
So, Sapphira, thank you, Joe. Thank you, and stay tuned.
Yeah, thank you very much for bringing me on.
So, Sapphira, I would like to ask you to end the show today by your music, because I think music wild expression of man, because by voice, by creation, and ideas, and by hands, we do music, and this is amazing. It's something very where you put passion, heart, creation, and art.
Yeah, it's like an integrated performance.
Right.
Yeah.
So can you at least make us for us a medley?
Oh, why not? I'd love to.
Okay.
I'm going to make a medley? A medley.
Yes.
That's what they're called. A medley out of this. I just want to thank you for being at the show last night. It was awesome. And
well, for me was a big pleasure to listen to you, but even I want to say a few words for Chloe.
Oh yeah, that is a great idea.
I invite Chloe here, actually. Chloe, she's an artist as well, and she play guitar and she start to play piano.
Yeah, Chloe Ann Lloyd, if anybody's heard of her, she is a fabulous, soulful little spark.
I think she's
Chloe
ready.
Chloe Ann Lloyd, yeah.
She's ready for a music festival.
Oh yeah, she's rocking it. Yeah.
Try to imagine, Joe, you and Chloe together, like make something together. Could be like an explosion Vancouver Folk Music Festival like next year. Or in 2 years.
Time will tell. Time will tell.
Yes, time will tell. Let's listen.
Okay, I'm going to make a medley of... the last song I played, you asked yesterday if I would join in. But this song I'm going to start is a 16-year-old special, I call it. Written when I was 16. You claimed to know me, but you didn't quite know me the same way I did to you. And now you're changing, your mind's rearranging. It might be good, but you're drifting softly away. Oh, 'cause I'm falling down, feeling frisky from your love. It's not far away till we can break the day. I'm lying down, feeling frisky from your love. It's not long till we can have it all. You think you're rolling, you're stuck in a rut. Your eyes are begging for just a little change in your life. And now you'll tell me that nothing is wrong. I find it funny you actually think I don't see the tread beneath your nails. I'd have to be someone more predictable. 'Cause I'm falling down, feeling frisky from your love. It's not far away till we can break the day. I'm lying down, feeling frisky from your love. It's not long till we can have it all. Till we can have it all. Till we can have.
Sapphire Electrica, Sapphire Electra from CITR Radio 101.9 FM, UBC Vancouver. Here with us today, Sapphire Electra